political conflicts dating back to 1920 when Estonia won its independence from Russia. But Estonians have very warm feelings toward this Russian conductor. Aleksiiv was the music director and chief conductor of the Estonia National Symphony from 2001 to 2010 and often comes back to perform with the orchestra. I'm Valerie Kaler. This is Performance Today from APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna.
The weather forecast is an essential service many of our local Bush listeners depend upon. Donations in support of this service can be mailed to KTNA, P.O. Box 300, Talkeetna, Alaska, 99676. Thank you.
You're listening to KTNA 88.9 FM Talkeetna. I'm Philip Manning, and this is Sioux Valley Voice. My guest today is Rosemary Vavrin, who is running for Mat-Su Borough Mayor. We will be discussing issues facing the borough as well as taking your calls. The number to call if you want to join the conversation is 733-1200, or you can send an email to dj@ktna.org. Rosemary, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, indeed. All right. I am. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. It's always exciting when the technology works exactly how it's supposed to.
I agree with you.
So, to get us started, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, my name is Rosemary Vavrin. I've lived in Alaska about 30 years, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and now over 4 years here in the borough. I live in Wasilla, and I like living here. I like Alaska. I love living here. And so I would like to serve as mayor as a way of to show my appreciation, to give back. My background includes I have been a high school teacher. I taught first-year French, world history, and American history. I was a reporter for the Anchorage Times for several years, and I won a major award. I worked at the Fairbanks North Star Borough Library. I was their first satellite radio coordinator when they were doing experiments with the ATS-1 satellite. And when I lived in Hawaii, I had my own PR company, Vavrin Enterprises, and I did PR for some nonprofit groups. And anyway, so I thought at this point in my life, the best thing I could do would be a cheerleader for the Mat-Su Borough, and that's why I did the paperwork to file to run for mayor. And I'm looking forward to this. So far, it's been quite fun doing interviews and answering questions and doing surveys. And I think the 6 weeks, we still have six, 7 weeks we have left until the October 6th election. I think it's going to be even more fun than the past few weeks.
Okay. So, well, normally the next question would be, why are you running for mayor? But you've already kind of answered that.
Yeah, I get that question quite a bit because I'm new on the so-called political scene, and I do get asked that question, so I always answer it right up front.
Okay, great. Well, let's dive into some more substantive questions. And so if you were elected, what are your top priorities for the borough?
Okay. My top priorities right now are... I'm a big, big, big supporter of the Alaska-grown products, vegetables, fruits, raising animals. I think that we need to expand this. They need to encourage more people to grow whatever they feel inspired to grow or to raise. I think that this could be a big economic factor here. I'm a big supporter of summer and winter tourism. That's a big economic factor here, and I think it could even be three times what it is now. I'm a big supporter of the Matsu Convention and Visitors Bureau. Knowledge is the way to move ahead on anything, and that's why I'm such a big supporter of our Matsu Bureau Library Network. The other thing that I am big on is public safety and health. I think we need to add a lot more state troopers and police officers on the payroll here. And I'm also a big supporter of the Smoke-Free Alaska Project. The line they often use is, everyone has the right to breathe smoke-free air. So those are my major promotion ideas. Those were the items that I've written up for the election booklet, which everyone will get prior to the October 6th election.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Those are the major ones. What else would you like to ask me?
Okay. Well, quite a bit, actually. We'll keep going for a while, but let's talk a little bit about tourism. You know, up here in this part of the valley in Talkeetna, we get estimated between 200,000 and 300,000 visitors coming through every year, and we have some significant issues with our sewer and water system up here, but also, you know, so there's some simple infrastructure things like not enough parking, roads, that sort of thing. Is that something, what would your plan be to look at issues like that, that while, yes, tourism is a huge economic driver, it does also have some associated costs?
Yes, I think that's something that as mayor, I would have access to a lot more people who are expert in infrastructure and roads and engineers. I would have a lot more contact with these folks than I have right now. Because as mayor, I could say, good morning, I'm Mayor Rosemary, and I need to find the most experienced people. Right now, saying I'm a candidate for mayor, I don't have as much contact. I love Talkeetna. I've been there several times. And the last time I was there, it just happened to be quite a number of tourism buses, and there were lots of people, and it was a sunny day. I realized that there were problems there, but all the visitors were happy. Every place that I and my group went into, all the folks were so welcoming and everything, that if there are infrastructure problems or limitations, I think they need to be dealt with ASAP, because you've got a wonderful place for tourists to come, and I would hate to see there were any problems. And by the way, I didn't realize that there were some major problems, because my last time in Talkeetna, we all had such a good time. So I'm glad you told me that.
Well, it's at least with the sewer and water system, it functions, but there have been some issues with the treatment and things like that. So it's not immediately apparent always.
But we need to work on it. We need to work on it before it is apparent to everybody.
Okay. And so, you know, one of the things you mentioned, buses and seeing tour buses here, you're a big advocate for public transit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I certainly am. About 12 years ago when I lived in Anchorage, I was hit by a red light runner. I was not injured. My dog was not injured. I was wearing a seatbelt. However, the insurance company said that my vehicle would cost more to repair it than it was worth. And so I learned to ride the public transit system in Anchorage. When I moved out here, I learned to ride the buses out here, our local bus service Mascot, and the commuter bus to Anchorage from here, Valley Mover. And then I kept talking about the need for more bus system. And when the Matsu Transit Coalition was established, I participated. And it was on the steering committee that I met Kim, who is with the Sunshine Transit System. And I'm delighted to hear that they've started this summer having daily transit service from Talkeetna here to the Wasilla Palma area. So every chance I get, I speak up on the need for more and more transit service locally here in the valley, the Wasilla Palma area, as well as other parts of the borough, like going to Talkeetna and Trapper Creek. And then on the east side of Palmer, of course, there's Sutton and Chickaloon, and there is the Chickaloon area transit system. And I would very much like to see all these transit systems work together, which is what the steering committee and coalition are trying to do. I would like to see all of them work together So we have a lot more transit system. The number of people in the borough is increasing rapidly, more than any of us can comprehend. And we need more transit service. It's been on the national media that America's love affair with cars is dwindling fast. Many young people are not necessarily getting their driver's license as soon as their birthday comes around that they can drive. We young folks would take the bus if they could and if it was convenient. So I'm a big advocate. I speak up every chance I get. In fact, as the mayor of Wasilla, Bert Cottle, when he sees me, he makes a comment about transit because he knows that's what I speak up on. So at this point, I don't have any official authority to do anything, but yes, I do speak up.
Okay, and do you see, you said there's already kind of a steering commission and these, you know, different groups already exist. Do you see a role for the borough itself in helping that coordination happen?
Yes, because as mayor, I can speak up more and my words will be listened to even more than they are listened to now. The group that I'm on is the MATSU Transit Coalition, which was formed to get some of these different groups to work together and connect transit systems. And most of the members on there are various executive directors or similar titles for the transit systems. And I spoke up. I said, somebody has to be on the transit coalition to represent bus riders. And I keep saying I represent bus riders of all ages. The young folks, the folks going to the university, college students. I want to speak up for folks with disabilities or for the senior citizens. I want to speak up for families that only have one vehicle, and the other family members need to have a way to get around conveniently and in a logical period of time. So that is what I do. So no matter what topic is under discussion, I always get a bunch of smiles because they say you can count on Rosemary to speak up. The reason we are here is for increased transit service for bus riders. That's why we're here. And I'm glad they finally got that.
Okay. Well, my guest today on Sioux Valley Voice is Rosemary Vavrin, who is running for MATSU Borough Mayor. The number to call if you'd like to join the conversation is 733-1200, or you can send an email to dj@ktna.org. So we've talked a little bit about infrastructure and public transit. Like I said, I'd get you going on public transit. But
you're absolutely right. That always gets me going. It's not only for myself, because since I don't drive anymore, when I was hit by a red light runner, I want to speak up for other people who need transit service. I don't just speak up for myself, although that's my starting point. But I speak up for other people who need transit service, and our world is changing. And the folks who talk about so many thousands of dollars to widen the roads, repair the potholes, a lot of that money could be spent for buses, and we don't need so many vehicles on the road because they're going to all be in various sizes of the buses. So I think it's extremely, extremely important. And at this point in time, that is how I get around. The buses, occasionally cabs. I have made some really nice friends here in the valley, and folks will occasionally give me a ride here and there. But I get around the bus systems, plural bus systems, and the cabs. And that's how I go to special events. This past May, when I was in Palmer, I saw the hour-long video. Many folks have seen it, on the colonists who came to what's now called the MATSU Borough, the early colonists, and how difficult it was for them, and many of them left. But you know what, Philip? Today, many people choose to come. They choose to come to the MATSU Borough. They like the simple way of life, the outdoors. Yes, many folks like hunting and fishing. People are choosing to come here, people of all ages. Although they talk about there's a lot of seniors coming here, I can tell you there's lots and lots and lots of young folks with small children. I think the borough is going to have to think about building more schools in the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years. The population is increasing, and I think, gee whiz, folks left in the 40s and 50s, or late 30s, they left because it was too difficult to live out here. And now people choose to come to live here, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, you make a very good point. The population of the borough is definitely increasing at a pretty rapid pace. And you know, a couple of new schools have been recently opened, and there are, you know, there is discussion for a few years down the road potentially needing more. One of the other issues that's come with an increasing population, and you've talked about it a little bit, I think, with both the population increase and public transit, is traffic and congestion on the Glen and things like that. So, you know, one of the things that's being looked at in order to help with that and to create a new area for people to move to is the Kinnick Arm Crossing. The state's looking at it. We go from Port McKenzie to Government Hill in Anchorage. Is that bridge something that you would be, if you were elected mayor, something you would be interested in continuing to pursue, or is there a better alternative?
I would very much be interested in continuing to pursue it. The last public forum I went to regarding the Kinnick Goose Bay Road, and they had all kinds of information all along the road and turnouts and the bridge, and have the train come over here. And I wrote in big capital letters, why in the world is it taking so long to get all this done? And, of course, that's a rhetorical question. There was no one to answer that. They just looked at my big printing that I wanted to ask that question. I think I would like to know why it has taken so long.
Okay. Well, right now, I know the state is in the process of applying for federal infrastructure loans that have now been made a requirement in order to build this by the legislature, and mm-hmm. that's something that's in progress at the moment.
And I hope it doesn't stay in progress for 10 years. I hope it's in progress with the idea of a date in the relatively near future to get it finished and to get it open so people can use it.
Okay. So I guess to kind of expand upon that, what does your ideal picture of the Mat-Su Borough look like in 10 years?
In 10 years? Oh, that's a terrific question. I think that most people would like to continue living and doing the things they do now, but they would like to feel safer. They will, as far as public safety and, as I mentioned, state troopers, and we need more state troopers and police officers in the various towns. I think people would like to be able to get around much quicker, much easier. And, of course, there's debate on which roads and how to do this. I think people pretty much came out here to live the way they want to live, but they want to do more of it. And they don't want to be bothered by other people moving in, so it's a two-way street. And I'm glad that people have this attitude. They came here and they want to continue how they're living, and they don't really want to be bothered by problems, but they love being out of doors, even though most of the borough is having a light rain today. People love being out of doors. They love the hunting. They love the fishing. They love the hiking, and they just want to do more of it. And I think in 10 years, we're going to have, that's pretty much what it's going to be. And I think it's going to be expanding also in 25 years, in 50 years, and in 100 years. And the odds are real good. I won't be around in 100 years, but I hope I can help keep the wheels in motion so that we continue to have a wonderful, peaceful way of life, very independent. Most of us are very independent. 100 years from now, and we can give this as a legacy to the next generation and the following generation and the following generation.
Okay. Well, you know, talking about that and long-term projects into the future, one of the things that the borough has expressed some support for in the past, but individual assembly members in some communities have not, is the Susitna-Watonna Hydro Project, which would be located north of, significantly upriver from Talkeetna to provide power to the rail belt. How familiar are you with that project, and is that something that you think should be pursued?
That's a good question. I am not familiar with the details of that project, but it sounds like something that's coming that would be important for Talkeetna, Trapper Creek, the Denali area. And I think that's one of several projects that people talk about. And when I have the official title of Mayor Rosemary, I'm going to have to jump into and get all the details. But right now, I don't know enough details to discuss it, but it sure does sound important.
Yeah, it's as of right now, it's actually on hold from the state, but there has been a significant amount of money put into it, into research thus far. So,
well, okay. Let's go. Okay, well, we need to, on the number of projects, we need to get past the research area and actually do something.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at, you know, so in this part of the valley, we're obviously we're voting for mayor for our assembly representative, District 7, three school board members, and there's also two ballot initiatives this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of those, let's take them one at a time. So one would move the borough election date from October, where it is right now, to
yes.
November, and it would align it with the state and federal election dates. How do you feel about that?
I think that's a terrific idea. And the reason I say that is every 4 years when there's a national election, it's well publicized that more people go out to vote for national election than the local elections, which is really sad. It shouldn't be like that. I'm in favor of getting more people out. And if it takes moving the election day to November so more people can vote, I think that's a terrific idea. Like right now, our election date is October 6th, the first Tuesday of October, and that's 41 days from now, and I think that's fine, and I've been telling folks, and they'll say, what day of the week is that? They're totally surprised. It's the first Tuesday of October. But if we can make it easier for folks to remember and people want to go and vote for national offices, then, of course, while they're there, they're going to vote for local offices, and they'll have more of an input. I think it's a terrific idea. As one gentleman said to me recently, that if people don't vote, they don't have the right to criticize. Well, one can argue that. But anyway, it's a good point. I'm all in favor of moving it so more people will want to feel compelled to go vote.
Okay. And my guest today on Sioux Valley Voice is Rosemary Vavrin, candidate for Matsu Borough Mayor. If you want to join the conversation, the number to call is 733-1200. Let's move on then to the second ballot initiative, which would change the way that school board seats are elected. Currently, the school board seats are at large, so anybody from anywhere in the borough can run for any seat. And the initiative or the question on the ballot will be on whether or not to change that to districts similar to the way that assembly members are chosen right now. What are your thoughts on that?
Actually, I think that's a good idea for the school board members to be chosen by district. And the reason I say that is folks of us who live in the greater Wasilla, greater Palmer area, greater Wasilla as I do, we tend to think in terms of what's going on here. I definitely want to think that if a school board member was elected from the Talkeetna or Trapper Creek area, then they would know more about the local issues and they can speak up. Folks in the valley here, folks in this part of the valley where I live, tend to think about the issues here. And I think that Talkeetna and Trapper Creek should be represented. I think that Sutton and Chickaloon need to be better represented. So I think it's a good idea just to have better representative, and so someone can and should speak up for the needs that, you know, you folks have.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about borough revenue. Right now, the borough gets the vast majority of its general fund money from property taxes. There has been some discussion on the assembly about opening up new revenue streams, and nothing has been enacted yet, but some of the ideas that have been at least discussed are things like seasonal sales tax, increase user fees for some borough services, things like that. With the state in having budget trouble right now, what does the borough need to do to make sure that it stays in a good fiscal state?
That is a real good question. Everyone seems to be talking about the fact that the state and even the federal government are cutting back money. And I've been asked this several times, and it's really kind of scary as to how much revenues could be cut back. Several weeks ago, Governor Walker held a public forum on getting people ready for the fact there's going to be some budget cuts, mm-hmm. big, severe budget cuts. And he was pretty general in his comments. And he made a point of saying he's trying to get people ready. And as we cut back services, he said, we members, residents who live here, we need to ask ourselves, what kind of people do we want to be? What kind of a life do we need to live? And then that will answer the question, what services do we want to keep? What services do we want to cut? And I think a lot of people are kind of concerned and kind of getting jittery what services are going to be cut. I think his question was really good. We need to ask ourselves, what kind of people do we want to be? Who are we? How do we want to live? And so we who live in the various parts of the state, the borough, other people live in Fairbanks and Anchorage and, you know, in the Juneau area, they also have to ask this question, who are we? What services are going to be cut? What do we want to keep? And I would prefer to take a positive view saying, what services do we want to keep, rather than what services can we cut and still maintain our way of life? Mm. And I realize my answer is pretty general, but that's the way I feel right now.
Okay, so prioritizing services, you've already mentioned things like public safety. Where would public education fall in that prioritization?
Oh, public education is so important. I'm glad you asked that. That is so important. If we cut education, we cut the future. I really do not want to see much money cut from any sort of public education. Now, maybe there can be some common sense. Instead of painting every, you know, 5 to 7 years, we'll extend it to 8 years, some simple things like that. But basically, I do not want money for education cut at all, because that's the future. We need to prepare young people for the future, the 5-year-olds, the 10-year-olds, the high school students, the college students. I taught for 3 years. Mm. I taught French, first-year French, world history, American history. That's the future. So I really don't want to see much education cut. A few, you know, minor things, stall 1 year in painting, you know, that sort of simple stuff would not be a major problem. But I don't want to see education cut. Without the future, what are we talking about? I could repeat that forever.
No, that's all right. So specifically, though, with regard to one of the discussions that's been going around is a sales tax, be that either a seasonal sales tax or a year-round sales tax. Is that something you could see yourself supporting or not?
Right now, I'm very, very hesitant to support any increased sales tax. It does work. In Wasilla, we've had a 2% for some time. They mm-hmm. added 1% for a year for the new library, and I was supportive of that. And this new library is going to be terrific. And I've heard wonderful things about the new Talkeetna library, so I'm trying to work out a way so I can come see it. That's very important to me. I'm really hesitant on a sales tax, and I hope that if it comes, that we can stall it for some time.
Okay. And so with that said, so going forward, should the borough, you talked about prioritizing and saying, okay, what can we keep? So is that your preferred method to new taxes or increasing property taxes?
That sounds like a choice, whether it's sales taxes or property tax.
Well, there are other options, of course.
Yeah. One way or the other, we're all affected by property taxes, whether it's direct or not. Sales tax do affect everybody. Sometimes people choose to go elsewhere to buy stuff where they don't have to pay taxes. But I don't mind paying a small sales tax because I know the money is used here locally. And I've heard several people who claim to be knowledgeable that down the road we're going to have more sales taxes. I understand all that. I still would like to see, let's stall just a little bit. Let's stall maybe for a while before we add more sales taxes, because all it does is raise prices of everything.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we are getting close to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break here for just a minute or two. My guest is Rosemary Vavrin, candidate for Mattsu Borough Mayor. If you'd like to join us for the second half hour, the number to call is 733-1200, or you can send us an email, dj@ktna.org. So, Rosemary, if you can hang on the line, we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Sounds fine.
All right, great.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the second half hour of Sioux Valley Voice for Wednesday, August 26th. I'm Philip Manning. My guest today is Rosemary Vavrin, candidate for Mat-Su Borough Mayor. If you would like to join the conversation or ask any questions of your own, the number to call is 733-1200, or you can send us an email, dj@ktna.org. Rosemary, welcome back.
Thank you.
So as we're looking at the future of the borough, you know, we've talked about education, we've talked about some of the infrastructure projects being discussed, taxes going forward. Do you see, you talked about, you know, there being potential for growth even in through the next century. Do you see that happening mostly in the Point McKenzie area or spreading northward, or where do you envision that happening in the near term?
In the near term, in the next 25 years, I see the population increasing in two areas. One is from Wasilla South, Goose Bay, all the way down to the Point McKenzie project. And secondly, I also see it between Wasilla and your area, the Talkeetna, Trapper Creek area, because there's more and more homes and buildings along the Parks Highway. And I would not be surprised, maybe not in 10 years, but in 20, 25 years, there's going to be more roads built in these two areas. So okay. That's where the population seems to be wanting to live. And I find it very interesting every time I happen to go somewhere, just more and more structures being built. And sometimes in the summer when there's a lot of trees, you can just barely see, my goodness, there's homes and apartment buildings and businesses just behind the trees. And it's kind of exciting.
Okay. So as the borough does grow, one of the things, and you mentioned it as a priority, is public safety. As of right now, the borough doesn't have police power. It could become a first-class borough and gain police power. Is that something that you think should be done, or should we rely on the state troopers and city police?
Well, right now, I think the state troopers, in combination with the various city police, are doing a good job, but I just think we need more of them. I think the idea of a borough police could be investigated. The state troopers are doing a fine job, and we need more city police in these various towns. In fact, you're the first person I've heard talk about the idea of a borough police. That might just include everybody. You ask good questions, Philip. You ask good questions.
Thank you.
So as far as what I think how a borough police situation might develop, I'm not sure, but that might be a way of covering the entire borough.
So, and also on the public safety vein, there last year there were some issues with emergency services. There was a lot of staff turnover, things like that. Now that seems to have settled a little bit more, and you've got the new emergency services director, Bill Gamble, in place, and things seem to have settled. But there's still potential for staffing issues for emergency responders due to hours restrictions. How do you think the borough needs to address that in order to make sure there are enough emergency responders?
Oh, I think they need to address it ASAP, not only in the area towns, but also in the areas between towns, emergency medical, fire, rescue. My concern is, are the people in the entire borough served by emergency medical, or do folks have to wait a half hour, 45 minutes or more for help? Some parts of the borough get served, you know, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 7 minutes, and some folks have to wait longer. I don't think that's good. I think everyone in the borough who pays whatever taxes, property or sales tax or whatever they're going to come up with down the road, I think everybody needs to feel that if they have a problem, they can call 911 and they're going to get help in a reasonable length of time. And yes, I know there was a problem some time back with staffing and hours and stuff, and it seems to have settled down. At least the fussing about it has settled down. I think everyone in the borough needs to feel secure that if they need help, they will get help. And that's one of the items that I would push when I am Mayor Rosemary. I will push for more emergency services. Right now, I'm not sure exactly where the gap is, but I can find out when I'm mayor. I can find out a whole lot more than I can right now.
Okay, and so do you think that likely involves restructuring or potential or just adding more positions?
It will probably have to have a lot of restructuring and obviously add more positions, but I think would have to be restructured so everyone in the borough could feel that they could get help if they need it. And obviously they need to add some more people too. It would have to be restructured. That, I think, should be one of the priorities.
Okay. Right when we got started here at the top of the hour, you know, you talked about wanting to be a cheerleader of sorts for the borough and to, you know, bringing in tourism because that is a big driver for the borough,
yeah.
Especially this area, like we mentioned before. How do you propose going about that?
Well, one way is I would, as mayor, I can go to more meetings and I can speak up more often. Sometimes people think, well, we shouldn't speak up. We shouldn't be too much full of ourselves. But there's a time to speak up. And I would go to more events. I would do more media interviews, print media, electronic media, and speak up about how wonderful it is to live here in the Mat-Su Borough. I love living here. I'm so glad I moved out here over four years ago. And one of the things I could do is just speak up more, not only for the media here, but my contacts with national media and even international media about how wonderful it is to live here, to come visit us here. I love it when I get around, particularly in the summer, a little bit in the winter. I love it in the summer when I go places and people are speaking different languages. Sometimes I can figure out what language they're speaking. I just think it's absolutely wonderful because we need to get the word out. So the more I can speak up in the media, on my own travels, I'm getting around, I think that would be terrific.
Okay. So, you know, excuse me. One of the other things that's going on right now in the borough is the borough has a number of enterprise funds that are basically things that are run as businesses or in the general fund money. Property tax money is not allowed to be spent on them. One of them we talked about a little bit, which is Talkeetna Sewer and Water, but there's others like the solid waste division of the borough, the central landfill, and then out here in the more rural areas, the transfer sites. There's also Port McKenzie and the MV Susitna Ferry. All of those currently are running in the red and having to borrow money from the general fund that they would then eventually somehow have to pay back. As mayor, what would you do? Well, let's start with solid waste division, the landfill and transfer sites. What would you do to help bring that back into the black?
That's a good question, because with more and more people moving out here, people need more and more services. Since my knowledge of such things is kind of limited, one of the first things I would do is, as I said earlier, is I would be, as mayor, I would be in a position to try to find the people who are experienced and knowledgeable, and I would want to have some recommendations ASAP, because we need to fix some of these problems before they get totally out of hand. There's just more and more people moving here, which is great that people want to live here. That's just a blessing. That's just so wonderful for the way of life we have built up the last 50 years. But I want to get problems solved before they get totally out of hand. And this is one of the situations that I would try to make contact ASAP with engineers and all kind of structure people to find out what's the best way of handling it before the situation gets out of hand. And I'm not that knowledgeable at this point in time, but I'm sure going to find out.
Okay. Well, my guest today on Sioux Valley Voice is Rosemary Vavrin, candidate for Mat-Su Borough Mayor. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number to call is 733-1200, or you can send an email dj@ktna.org. Let's talk a little bit about the MV Susitna, which is, of course, the ferry boat. Well, was planned to be a ferry boat, but that obviously has not come to fruition. If you were mayor, what would you propose doing with the MV Susitna at this point?
I'm not sure exactly. I'd like to get the Point McKenzie project going. I'd like to get the railroad making trips here. I'd like to get people moving back and forth from this part of the valley to Talkeetna, Trapper Creek, Sutton Chickaloon, and to Anchorage. I think that's a priority. And I, like many people, were very, very, very extremely surprised that the borough has to pay for something for a service that we're not getting. It makes no sense to me. I don't know how to answer something that makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, I mean, the status right now is it's the boat is sitting in Ward Cove in Ketchikan. And
we're paying taxes to keep it there. That's
yes.
dumb.
Well, sorry?
I said that's dumb.
Oh, okay. No, I think... I think I talked over you the first time. No, that's not a problem. So so at that point, you know, the borough's been trying to sell it unsuccessfully thus far. There have been some folks who have talked about scrapping it and selling it for scrap iron. Would you want to try to continue selling it intact or melt it down?
I think common sense would be sell it intact. There's a lot of good salespeople in the state of Alaska and in the Matsu borough. Get a hold of some of these salespeople, find out how to do a real good sales pitch, sell it for as much money as you can, use all the sales techniques that you can, and let's get this finished ASAP.
Okay. Now, you did mention Port McKenzie, so and getting the rail spur and things. So would you consider the rail spur down to Point McKenzie a priority as well?
Yes. Yes, I would. Because right now, transportation, transit, moving people as fast as as humanly possible, I think that's very important. Everybody here has cars. Some of these cars are very old. People need to get around. And I'm all for speeding up the transit, the transportation system as much as possible. Philip, I'd like to say one thing before
sure.
I run out of time. One thing I'm really big on is encouraging more people to run for public office, specifically the under 30 crowd. Of course, right now the filing period is over for this particular local election, but I would like to encourage some young folks to consider public service and consider the various options, the next time there's local elections come up, because in the borough we need the energy and the idealism and the enthusiasm of the young folks as well as those of us who have 10, 20, 30, 40 years of experience doing a variety of things. I would like to encourage the under 30 crowd and the under 40 crowd to consider public service and to think where they would like to start. If they've been involved in any kind of education or raising children, then running for a school board position would be logical. If they want to be involved or have strong feelings regarding borough issues and land and infrastructure and some of the things we've talked about, they might want to consider an assembly position. And, of course, being mayor would be absolutely wonderful. Some people start at the top. Some people start at the other different levels and work their way up. But I would like to encourage the young folks to consider running for public service. I wanted to say that before we ran out of time.
No problem. We do have about 15 minutes left. If you want to join the conversation, the number to call is 733-1200 or email dj@ktna.org. Speaking, you said the rail spur would be one of the things that you'd be supportive of as a priority.
Yes.
With Port McKenzie, there is some shipping going through there. There is some business going through there. It's not quite making ends meet at this point. What do you think needs to happen in order to turn Port McKenzie, other than the rail spur, to turn Port McKenzie into a profitable venture?
Well, I would ask the question, what's lacking over there? Money is in shipping big items in any sort of transportation situation, and money is in people going from point A to point B and point C and maybe back to point A. Tourism is big business. There's lots of money in transporting tourists. Of course, airplanes and cruise ships, railroads, there's money in people going from point A to point B to point C and back. So that's what I would like to know is why is it not making money and what's the big glitch? Get some salespeople involved. Let's push it.
Okay. So now that we're down to the last quarter hour here. So I guess, well, let's just put it this way. Imagine, this is October 6th. I'm a Matsu voter standing in the ballot box. Why do I vote for Rosemary Vavrin?
Because I bring a fresh perspective to the borough. because I want to speak up and tell everyone how wonderful we are. That's what a cheerleader does. I have not been involved in the stereotype politics, and I'm proud of it. So I bring a fresh new voice. We need to move toward the future the next 10, 25, 50, 100 years. And if people are ready for a change, then I'm the best person to vote for. And while I'm at it, I never want to be critical of anyone. So I want to say this. I'm a big supporter of Alaska Grown, and I'm very glad that our current mayor, Larry DeVilbiss, is a farmer on the other side of Palmer. And I'm very supportive of all Alaska Grown products. The other gentleman running for mayor, Vern Helbert, has a small tourism company, and he also does some mushing, so I'm supportive of all those things. And I think we can work together to make the Mat-Su Borough even better, even a better place to live than it is now. And by the way, I'm having fun talking to people and going to different meetings, talking to folks like you, to people around the borough. And what I offer is simply a fresh voice, a new way of doing things, and let's have some fun. This is a fun campaign.
Okay, so kind of a political outsider, as it were.
Yes, and I'm proud of it.
Okay. So let's fast forward a little bit and imagine and say that you do get elected. What does Mayor Rosemary Vavrin's first day in office look like? That first morning, what are the first things you're looking to tackle?
One of the first things has to do with transportation, the railroads. We already talked about Port McKenzie. I want to know what the situation is with the transit systems in the valley. I would call together these people. I would probably be on the phone trying to set up as many meetings as possible within that first week. My first day would be to introduce myself to all the borough staff in the White Borough Building in Palmer, and then try to set up as many meetings as possible.
Okay, so first day is all about setting up the meetings for the rest of the week, you think?
Yes, I think I would have to do that because I do want to feel that I can call upon the experts, the folks who have been doing this for some time. And I also want to tell them, let's speed this process up. Everything takes forever. Let's speed the process up.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions for Rosemary Vavrin, candidate for Mat-Su Borough Mayor, you can give us a call 733-1200 or email dj@ktna.org. So, you know, you mentioned there are three people running for mayor, current incumbent mayor Larry DeVilbiss and Vern Halter, who is currently the District 7 representative on the Mat-Su Borough Assembly. Do you consider yourself active in following the goings-on of the Borough Assembly?
Yes. I have not been to many meetings in the White Borough Building, but I do follow what's going on, the issues. I'm a big supporter of the Frontiersman newspaper, and I follow the issues. And so, therefore, I'm ready to jump in, knowing that there's certain limitations. I need to contact people with the experience on some of these transit problems, infrastructure, things like that. But I'm ready to jump in.
Okay.
October 7th. And if there's a runoff, then we have to wait till a little bit later in the month. But I kind of feel like October 7th is the day to jump in.
Okay. So, you know, the Mat-Su Borough is set up with what's called a weak mayor and a strong manager. So the borough manager, who is currently John Moosey, handles a lot of the day-to-day with, guidance from the mayor and the assembly. What do you see as the mayor's biggest role within that system, where the manager is the one who does most of the day-to-day operation?
Yes, and I'm glad that our current mayor and the previous mayors have put in managers who seem to know what they're doing, and I appreciate that. The mayor of the Mat-Su Borough is basically an honorary position. It's considered a part-time position, and because it is an honorary position, I mean, there are some specific duties, yes. It's an honorary position, therefore I can say I want to be a cheerleader. I want to turn this into basically a PR agent, promoting the Mat-Su Borough and as much as I can. So I would not jump in to be mayor if we had a mayor's position that was very, very strong. But since we have a strong manager, then I can jump in and promote the borough and be a cheerleader and encourage everybody to do their job, their position, just as well as they can.
Okay. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left, Rosemary. Is there any other issues that you'd like to discuss?
Well, I mentioned about encouraging younger folks to consider public
right.
service. That is something that is very, very important to me. The other thing I would like to mention is everywhere in the literature, in the Western culture, they say every flower and every herb has a special meaning. And there's an herb called rosemary, which most folks are familiar with, but they say rosemary is for remembrance. And I want folks to remember my name, Rosemary, on October 6th. And if you forget my last name, Vavrin, that's okay, because I'm the only Rosemary on the entire ballot. I did want to say that. And many folks are familiar with the name Danielle Steele. She is a novelist.
Mm-hmm.
Her latest book, Country, was out this summer. I read it through the Wasilla Library. I checked it out. But also, folks can get in other places. But in that book, several times the phrase carpe diem is mentioned. Seize the day, seize the opportunity. And I think that's a wonderful phrase, and that's what I'm doing this fall. I'm seizing the opportunity to do something for the borough because I love living here. And I hope other people will consider seizing the opportunity in their town where they live and consider running for public service. You know, the next time the elections open up, and maybe the elections will be in November. It'll be easier for everybody. But seize the opportunity when you have the chance to do something good, to give back to the community, to help others, then do it. Also, there is a saying in the Czech language, the Czech Republic in Central Europe. There's a saying in the Czech language, if you are the only person who can do something, meaning something good, if you are the only person who can do something and you don't do it, that's a sin. So I think that I should jump in at this point in time, and I think other people should consider public service because they could do something also.
Okay.
So those are the comments I wanted to make.
Okay, great. I do have a couple more things I wanted to talk. You've mentioned libraries a few times now. And said that you're a big supporter of public libraries. You know, the Talkeetna Library we do have a new library here. It is very nice. I've been there myself. And the Wasilla Library is in the works, being funded through municipal sales tax. What do you think the borough should do going forward as far as the library system?
Right now, the libraries work among themselves with the library network. I love the system that they have, that I can check out a book at any public library, and then if I'm traveling around, I can return it to another library, and they will make sure it gets back to its home library. I like that system. I would like to see a little bit more support. With our budget cuts, I don't think money needs to be involved, but just verbal support for libraries, and that includes publicity on special events and special days. I have made a point to be on the email list so that I know about days when things are closed. I know when there are special events and there's summer promotions. But I would like to see a little bit more, quite a bit more, support from the borough announcing special events. And I am looking forward to our new Wasilla Library. I want very much to see the new Talkeetna Library, because verbally I've heard a number of good things about it. So that's one of my, that's one of the things that's very top of my to-do list, my wish list coming up.
Okay.
Well, I love libraries. It's a treasure trove of knowledge, all kinds of knowledge, and we should avail ourselves more of the various services there.
Okay. Well, we do have some pictures from inside the Talkeetna Library on the KTNA Facebook page. So,
oh, good.
If you wanted to take a look.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yep. Well, there are one issue that did not make it onto this year's ballot, but there wasn't an attempt to create an initiative regarding commercial marijuana inside the Mat-Su Borough. Now, the state legalized recreational marijuana through a voter initiative last fall. And now the question is, you know, each municipality has the option of whether or not to allow commercial growth or retail or processing or anything like that within its boundaries. So for the unincorporated areas of the borough, that is the borough itself. Obviously, Wasilla would have to make that decision for itself. Mm-hmm. But as far as the unincorporated areas of the borough, do you think that that should be, well, how do you feel about that? Should there be commercial marijuana in the Mat-Su?
Okay, I'm going to say this very bluntly. I'm against any legalization of marijuana in whatever manner whatsoever. I'm against all illegal drugs. Let me say this. Some years ago in the Lower 48, when I was teaching high school, there were some public service announcements on national news channels. One of them was very, very effective, and it showed some teenagers in coffins, and the voiceover was that anyone who helped buy or sell any kind of illegal drugs helps put these teenagers in their coffins. This was the age group that I was teaching, and I was emotionally affected by that, even though rationally I knew that these were actors. They were not dead. They were probably getting paid and happy to do it. But when I saw teenagers, the age group that I was teaching, in coffins, I was very much affected. So I just flat across the board, I'm against all marijuana, anything. I'm against all illegal drugs because it has ruined so many lives. The social problems that are the domino effect of all these illegal drugs are so drastic. So
okay.
That's
very, very unambiguous answer.
That's right.
So we did have a question come in here via email. I don't see a name with it, but we will go ahead and read it. And it has to do with the MV Susitna. And there was a report came out a few months ago that the ferry was damaged while it was in Ward Cove down in Ketchikan. And the question here from a listener is, should the borough take legal action against the contractor or the people in Ward Cove who were supposed to be taking care of the ferry for the damage to the engines?
Well, if the legal contract says that they're responsible for it, then yes, something has to be done. I think it should be done ASAP. The thing that happens is some of these problems stall, everybody stalls, and let's shuffle paperwork around. Let's not delay so much. But if the contract says they're responsible, then they're responsible.
Okay. And let's see, we've got just a couple of minutes left here, and I don't see any additional questions having come in. So, you know, you were mentioning, so I guess just to kind of give, do you have any sort of campaign contact information, stuff like that, in case people, voters wanted to ask you questions once we're done here?
Well, yes, my email address is the best way to reach me. My phone is often set on vibrate because I'm around and about. My email is TETAROZMARYKA@yahoo.com.
Okay.
It spells Teta Rosmarinka, which is Aunt Rosemary in the Czech language, which is my background. I'm an American of Czech descent.
Okay.
I know a little bit of Czech. That's what it means.
Well, and if it's all right with you, we can post that when we put this online as well, so that if folks wanted to do that. Okay, so we'll make that information available as well.
And one last thing, it has been said that the Mat-Su Borough is the heart of Alaska. So I'm glad to be part of the heart for the entire state of Alaska.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Rosemary. That's all the time we have today for Sioux Valley Voice. My guest has been Rosemary Vavrin, candidate for Mat-Su Borough Mayor. If you missed any of today's show or want to listen again, we will be rebroadcasting at 7 o'clock, or you can listen online anytime at ktna.org. Join us live next Wednesday at 10 a.m. when my guest will be incumbent mayor Larry DeVilbiss. I'm Philip Manning. Thanks for listening.